The jury is in deliberations in the trial of three men, Curtis Allen, Gavin Wright, and Patrick Stein, who call themselves the Crusaders. They're accused of plotting to bomb a mosque and an apartment building where Somali immigrants live in Garden City, Kansas. The charges include conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction. Stephen Basaha has been covering this trial. He's a reporter at KMUW in Wichita. Stephen, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
The closing arguments came yesterday. What was the prosecution's main argument against these men?
So the prosecution has mostly been relying on these hundreds of hours of recordings that they had of the three men, because there was a fourth man in the room, a paid FBI informant who had like the modern equivalent of a wire. So they were able to play these recordings repeatedly throughout the trial. And during their closing arguments, the prosecution essentially gave the jury homework. They had a list of probably well over a dozen clips that they said you should go back and you should listen over these. The defense has been relying on this idea that this talk about a plot to attack a apartment complex that was predominantly Muslim immigrants, that these discussions disparaging Muslims, that this was just locker room banter. So they were disputing that by saying, like, look, actually listen to the words, listen to what they were saying. And then they also had the means, the materials, and the knowledge to do this. At one point, there was a table in front of the jury that the prosecution was just piling on with things like safety goggles, multiple copies of anarchist cookbook, hot plates, kitchen scales, different equipment that they alleged that the defendants were using to actually make these bombs. And that went well beyond words and was becoming action.
Yeah, just to clarify, the cookbook is a recipe for making a bomb.
Yes, that's correct.
And you mentioned this fourth person who had been in the room. This is a man named Dan Day who wore a wire, and he's the reason there is any audio at all of these three people who are on trial in this case. Tell us about him and about what information he helped provide.
Yeah, so Dan Day is this paid informant, and really he is the spine of the prosecution's argument. His recordings are the spine, and also his testimony. He testified for about 5 days during this trial. We know the FBI had, in fact, paid him. He had received around $33,000. And we know he was a paid FBI informant before he had even met any of these defendants. And that is something that the defense has pounced on. They've essentially described him, for lack of a better term, a bounty hunter. And he was looking to essentially get these guys caught so that he could get a payday from the FBI. And the prosecution is arguing back. They described Dan Day as a hero. And they said, we wouldn't have these recordings, these words. Public safety would have been endangered without Dan Day. So how the jury views Day is going to be really essential for their verdict. And the judge did give the jury special instructions that, look, Dan Day is a paid FBI informant. You should be viewing his testimony with extra scrutiny compared to other voices you have heard throughout this trial.
So the tape that Dan Day was able to make when he wore a wire was played in court. What did you hear?
So we heard these men repeatedly say disparaging things about Muslims. We heard them refer to Muslims as cockroaches, referring to themselves as exterminators. There is one point where all three men were discussing creating a bomb and putting in things like knives, razor blades, ball bearings as a way to make them even more destructive. And while the audio was never great quality, they were playing loud music in the background as actually a way to try and mask any sort of recordings. It's still powerful to hear these words actually come from the three defendants.
One final question. These men were arrested less than 4 weeks before the presidential election in 2016. They had planned to carry out the bombing on November 9th, the day after the election. Is there any talk about whether politics and the election itself played any part in this case?
Oh, yeah, the 2016 presidential election loomed very large over this whole trial. It was actually something that the defense relied on when they were talking about this First Amendment speech of these three defendants. They said, look, everything you've heard has to be viewed through the lens of a very divisive election where a lot of negative language was thrown around. And when you put it in that context, it's a little bit more understandable. The prosecution has pushed back against that by saying, look, they took the steps to actually start plotting, picking a target, and looking into actually making a bomb and going as far as actually making a detonator.
Thank you for telling us about the trial that you're covering. Stephen Basaha, reporter for KMUW in Wichita, Kansas, and the Kansas News Service. Stephen, thank you.
Thanks for having me.